Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello? Rocha, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Tiffany.
I can
Tiffany.
Hear you now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know what's going on with just then.
Okay. Were you able to get your mouth working good?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to pull your team in just because your QAs, we kind of touched base with them the other day, but you know how you got those four penguin auto wraps and those zeros on those other two QA infractions. So just to kind of go over it here with you, due to those. And I'm just actually get it pulled up here for you real quick. Hold on.
Why sometimes we dial this number and sometimes we just be on Teams?
Because we do our team building on Teams.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And this one we do, you know, anything that's other than team building will be on this line just so it can be recorded, things like that. Just to know our address to which you and things like that. So, yeah, so sometimes that's why you have to call this number, and then sometimes we do regular team building over this, you know, Microsoft Teams.
Just asking.
Okay. No problem. So, just to go over a couple of things. Okay, so you have the call on 525. This is for the FrisNet campaign. On this call, you did not open the call until the 14 seconds. After receiving the call, AAK does require all calls are open within 10 seconds of receiving them. So just definitely keep that in mind. On 5/24, there was a call handled by our Supreme campaign.
Then we go over this,
call,
Tiffany?
Some of them we have, some of them we haven't.
Because I just signed some for that. Okay.
Yeah. The ones that you speak about that you signed for was the ones that you got the five penguin auto wraps like the other week. What penguin?
We just recently did a performance review though. And you was telling me about my opening in that call.
Yeah.
I remember you saying something about that call.
Yeah, you gotta this is for this week.
I'd be confused because I just spoke with you, what, Thursday?
We did the performance review.
Right. And we was talking about that wrap-up call for that week. That's what I'm kind of confused because Monday is a new week.
Away.
Yeah. Because we just did one Thursday or Wednesday.
Well, these are new ones that just came. These are new ones that we're speaking about now. So, because on Penguin, you have additional four Penguin auto routes as of now. Now, before you had, yes, four. Looking at the report with Michelle, she pulled four. That's what I'm saying. Like last week, you had five of them. And then this upcoming week, you have a total of four penguin auto wraps. One, two, three, four. Yeah, auto wraps. And they're a different day. You had two on the 27th of May. You had one on the 26th of May. And you had one on the 24th of May. And that's just what penguin auto wraps is by itself. You also got a 90 on OMAX for no branding. You also got one here where on here to live in did not give product knowledge. Also, your hold time exceeded the 30 seconds. And also here on JB, did not provide product knowledge. You got an 80 on that one. There was another omits call that came in where you got the 34, and it's showing here. This one's for hold time. And then you got the other one for TH quality when you were offering to close save. And that was before you agreed to cancel the account before offering the 50% discount.
Yes, we just talked about all of these.
We discussed the ones from last week, yeah. But this is ones for this. Well, you're looking at it because today is Monday. So these are your QAs from last week. Because today is Monday. So due to the fact of the four auto wraps and then with the severity of these QA infractions, it would have to be next step. So what the next step will be, which will be a coaching and counseling. And like I say, it goes in the system. You got to sign on it. It does stay on there for 90 days. After 90 days, it does come off. But these are different ones because, see, last week, and I can put the ones from last week, you kind of had similar infractions. And this is what I was thinking about. Like, each week when we do these QA, your QA infractions are kind of like the same thing. Like, we've been discussed, you know, your auto wraps, hold time, you know, verbiage.
So what was the day? What day you just talked to me? Thursday, right?
Thursday, mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday. We need the performance review, and that's where the overall, like your overall attendance, that's when we rate you, the system rates you from 1 to 4, where you are as an agent.
See, that's why I'm confused. So Thursday we went over stuff, and that was the 27th. So I don't understand how we're speaking about stuff on the 24th if I've spoken with you on the 27th. Because if I spoke with you on the 27th, wouldn't everything before the 27th would have been covered? I'm kind of confused.
Right, anything from the 24th would have been.
Correct. So you gave me a date today saying that I had something done on the 24th. On the phone call today, we were speaking.
The only thing that's on here from the 24th, we're speaking about the auto routes. Because the only thing that's on here for the auto routes, these are 26,
that's what I'm,
27.
That's what I don't understand. Saying, why are we speaking about stuff on the 24th if we spoke on the 27th? Wouldn't everything that been covered before the 27th date? That's why I'm kind of confused.
No, if you got QAs on the 24th and we spoke to you on the 24th, anything that's from that time, you wouldn't be documented for because we spoke on it. Anything that's after the 24th, let's say, for instance, if I spoke to you on the 24th about...
No, we spoke
QA
on the 27th, though. So this was after the 24th. It was that Thursday.
But we did your performance review on Thursday. That's it.
And then I was like, because it's everything that we're talking about now. I remember talking about on the 27th, the 24th, when you telling me that Supreme call... It was 14 seconds. These are the exact same things. Like, I can understand that some calls I may still have the same infractions, but the word Supreme, 14 seconds, all of that is like replaying in my head from you already saying this stuff.
Right, because your last QA infraction, if you go back and pull it up, and I can send it to you, you're the exact same things. If you remember, I was telling you, like, 1 week I'll tell you this, and then it's like, then you go back the same next week, and you have the same QA infraction that we just spoke about from the previous week, like your hold time, your auto wraps, product knowledge, things that I know that you know, that we have spoken about several times, but I feel like we've just been speaking about the same thing because we kind of have, which you continue to still have QA infractions for, but these
but
are
what I'm
for.
What I'm saying is, that's kind of crazy how if you said last week I did something, I didn't open the call in 14 seconds on Supreme, that's kind of crazy how this week you're saying the same thing. I know I didn't do it on the same exact campaign. That's what I'm saying. You've spoken to me about the Supreme and the 14 seconds and all of that on Thursday when we spoke. I don't know. Just go ahead, Tiffany. It don't even matter.
Well, like I said, you know, I looked into it. I spoke with Michelle, and this is what it boiled down to. What I can say here is, like I said, because each week it's the same thing, and I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, I can get it sent over to you from the ones after the 24th, and I can actually get it sent over to you right now because I have a screenshot of it. Hello. These are all your QAs here, but these are the ones that is being documented that's in red. And I'm going to get it sent over to you right now, so you can kind of see what we're talking about on here. And if you kind of go down on them, most of them are for the exact same thing, like hold time, product knowledge, not providing product name, things like that. That's what it's on. And, you know, you can only get so many QA infractions before we can actually, you know, okay, well, if I spoke to you last week, you know, about your QAs and then your ping calls and stuff like that, you can only get so many auto routes, you can only get so many QA infractions before, okay, well, we just spoke about this, but we just talked about that, but then it's about to be next step for this. Because the last time you guys actually coaching was for your auto routes for ping. You got the 5 ones just, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. That was the last time that you actually got a coaching for that. But we have been discussing, you know, talking about your auto routes, talking about your, you know, product knowledge, you know, the whole time, things like that. And I was like, it has to be more consistent because, you know, 1 week you do good and then next week you come back and it'd be the same infraction. And that's what I was thinking about. You know, we need the performance review and things like that. Just your overall, you know, showing you the months where, you know, it's, you know, you'll do good 1 month and then it's like you'll go back to the same infraction that we just talked about that previous week. Which the point
okay,
now,
what,
like, then we
what I'm trying to get, what I'm trying to get an understanding is, okay, Thursday we was on the phone speaking. So what were we talking about Thursday? What dates were we covering Thursday? And that was the 27th.
We talked that we need your performance review. That's what we talked about.
So my performance review is
where you were when I showed you the screen, where you went and got rated, the 3 things that you feel that you need to work on, the 3 things to get better on, and we touched bases. That's what I was talking about. Like, you were consistent. You were thinking about, you know, maybe this one for you, and I went into detail. No, I think you're good at your job. You just need to go back into, you know, paying attention, maybe come back in-house when we have that discussion about that. That was
right.
Your overall performance review. That's what we were talking about.
You said that wasn't my what?
That was your performance review.
Right, so everything that was covered on Thursday was spoke about the week before, correct? That's what I'm saying. On Thursday, we spoke about this stuff.
Thursday,
don't tell me
today. Just the performance. Right, Thursday, the only thing we done was just your performance review. That's the only thing we did Thursday. And, you know, we spoke
so
about, you know, just your overall, you know, just with you and your QA and stuff, but I mean, it wasn't such a base on what we're speaking about now from the 27th to now, because these are new QAs has come out. That's why I just sent you the screenshot with the box on there. You see at the top, those are new ones that came out just recently that we're sharing to put these, you know, penguins and things like that on there now that we're speaking about.
I don't think you understand what I'm saying, so I'm just going to listen to you and hear what you have to say.
I'm listening to what you're saying, but what I was telling you is, this is something that you're speaking about Thursday was your performance review.
What I remember hearing something you telling me about Supreme opening my calls, and looking over this list, I don't have nothing but one Supreme call.
And that's the one that,
and that was last week. And we spoke about that on Thursday.
But these calls are from last week. They just learned that you haven't got it. Where this is, that's how the week goes.
What I'm saying is, we spoke. If we were speaking about it on Thursday, why do I have to re-talk about it on today?
We didn't touch bases on it on Thursday. We just did your performance review. The only thing that we spoke about was when we did the team building with you on Monday, which was for the college that was on the 24th. For your QA.
You said on Monday we did what now?
We spoke about your calls from the 24th.
I'm still confused. Just go ahead, Tiffany.
I don't know what you're confused. I don't know what you're confused about. I really don't.
Because I remember you talking to me about Supreme and me opening up these calls, and you're saying that we didn't speak about that, but I know for a fact we did. But you're repeating all of this information over again. I remember hearing all of this on Thursday, but if you say we didn't, so you could just continue with the call. It doesn't even matter anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and put it in the system then, like I said before. We have to go in and sign up on these for 90 days. Let me see what else. I think I because they recover everything then. But, like I said, if you wanna go back, you're able to go back and see. But other than that, I think that's all I have to say. All right.
So I just got to sign.
Yeah, you just got to go in and sign for it, and that's it.
And you said this was what now?
This will be your coaching and counseling. And you'll last you'll be on here for 90 days. After 90 days, it falls off. All right, I'll let you go.
Okie dokie.
All right.